Hi, this is Dr. Tim Yoder.
And this is Dr. Tom Stamen.
We're going to be talking to you about prescription pills. So we ask, is it prescription RX or prescription ridiculous?
Oh, I love that, Tim. Hey, you know, we deal with a lot of patients that come into our office, and they're on a barrage of all kinds of different medications that just for every different kind of condition you could possibly imagine. And the amazing thing that we find is that a lot of these patients, as we start to work on them, these drugs start to go away. Now, we do not, as chiropractors, tell them to get off the drugs. We have them work with their medical doctor to try to get off of them. But it's amazing. I have a patient, Cecile, that started my care about 3 years ago. And as I started to work on her, I also got a little bit of her personal story too. And it was just a sad story. She's in her 60s, and she's now living, in her own words, an old folks home. She has given up on life. She's just said, you know what? I have nothing more to offer. I'm sick all the time. I'm miserable. I have nothing to look forward in the morning to. And you know what? I looked at her and I said, Cecile, I can help you. And just that little bit of help that we get, hope that we gave her, it sparked her to say, you know what? I'm ready to go. And soon she's off one medication, two medications. She's off three medications, four, five, six, 12 medications she's off. We have a whole glass bottle at the front of my office that shows all the drugs that this patient was on. She moves out of the old folks home. She gets an apartment that's a block away from my office because she wants to walk to my office and get care. But I'm telling you what, Tim, it's just amazing. You know, if we could do this and people knew that there were ways to get off these medications, I really think that we can make a big difference in this world.
Yeah, and I think as people age, I ask people all the time, I go, how long are you going to live? And so I'm thinking, we want to live 100, 110, 120. Of course, you want the longest, happiest life possible. And some people go, I don't want to live past 60. I know what that looks like. I'm already on four different medications. I don't want to be on any more. It's going to hurt. It's going to be uncomfortable. I'll lose my self-respect in certain ways. And it's just sad that we have to rely on these medications. So, you know, we say we're living longer, but are we living longer better? Or are we just living longer?
Right.
So, and it's sad to see family members. It's sad to see people go through that transition, not living a healthy lifestyle. In fact, I just went to a seminar where they were talking about how the baby boomers didn't expect to live as long as they're living now. And so they're coming up against all these disease processes on all these medications, and they are really not happy with it because they expected to pass away at 50, 60 years old, and they're living far beyond that, but it's not a quality of life.
Right. And Tim, you know, you and I both realize, and we both know this number, that in the United States, that there's only one person out of 1,000 that is actually healthy at the age of 60. And you know, that sounds ridiculous. It sounds like, you know, I love your word ridiculous, by the way. And it just sounds ridiculous that only one person would be healthy at 60. And people think, oh, I know all kinds of people 60 that are healthy. But then you step back and you think, how many people do you know at the age of 60 years old that are not on at least one prescription medication for some type of sickness, illness, or disease? And it's just it's a sad fact. You know, most patients are put on drugs that they don't need to be on, because there's things that we can do to prevent them from needing these drugs, correct?
Yeah, we actually have in our office, we have a 5-gallon bucket that as people get better, as they get health back in their body, or you know what, it's not even back in their body, it's unleashing health out of their body. We have a bucket and it fills up with prescription medication pill bottles. Of course, they don't have any pills in them. We dump them out appropriately, but right. People see that and they're astonished at how people are off the medication because they think they have to use those forever.
Right. And Tim, you know, the thing that, you know, maybe people don't understand what chiropractic does is what we're doing is we're taking the most important system in the body, which is the brain, the nervous system, and how it connects to these organs. And all we are doing is we're realigning that so that it actually communicates at 100% to the body. When it's connecting, the brain is connected at 100% to the body. What does it do, Tim?
Yeah, it delivers health 100%.
Right. And then they get off these medications. Exactly. They can live these healthy lives. They can move out of the old folks' home. And then they can live the lives that they've dreamed to do. The dreams, you know, you and I both, we talk about this all the time. You know, our vision is to be able to look at our wives at 90 years old and be able to walk on a beach holding hands and enjoying our lives at full potential. And that's definitely been our dream.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal for everybody.
All right, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for everybody listening today. This is Dr. Tom Samen.
And Dr. Tim Yoder.
Have a great day.